very productive meeting. I put the points across to them in relation to the fears of the people of Inishowen in relation to the ambulance cover. Statistics, I had a number of things to show them over the last 6 months that was happening, that the ambulance cover wasn't there and it was taking over an hour in most instances to get to emergency cases. I also asked them to furnish me with details in relation to the number of times that Inishowen has to be covered by an ambulance from Letterkenny and the number of times that Inishowen is without any ambulance cover. So I think the process is certainly moving now, Catherine, and I think it's up to us now to keep the pressure on.
Are you more confident now that a resolution can be met to the issue?
Absolutely. I think there has to be a resolution to this issue. It's too big a problem. It's a very important thing. It's people's lives we're dealing with here, and I think there has to be a resolution to that. And I think certainly there's no doubt that they did take our points on board, and they said that they will certainly look into this issue.
Some may be of the opinion that a cross-border approach may be the answer here. Was that discussed at the meeting?
Yeah, it was touched on. I don't know if it's something that can happen very easily or not, Catherine. There'll be a lot of discussions to happen, I suppose, at a higher level, if that was to happen, at a more national level, at a government level, and Deputy McConnell did have that discussion. But I think that's a bigger discussion that would have to be had at a national level. But, I mean, for us at the minute, my priority is that the cover is not there at the minute in Inishowen, and my priority is to keep the pressure on and to get that rectified as soon as I can.